in the program. But for now, let's play some music here because, you know, why else are you here? This is Radio.Dominican.
We'll be right back.
Papa and Washed Out here on radio.dominican.edu, playing only the good music here on the station. All right, and we're back. So now, listeners, over the summer, the music festival craze lived on with ever-changing and impressive performances from these up-and-coming EDM DJs. And if you don't know what that stands for, it stands for electronic dance music. Some of those included Skrillex, Pretty Lights, Nero, Bass Nectar, Justice, Cascade, Mastercraft, and many, many others. I saw Skrillex at Outside Lands, for example, and he was great. Just fantastic. And now, not just because of his music. His music, you know, it sounds the same. It's all electronic. It's just remixed when he plays it live. However, what I found amazing about his performance was his light show. And Skrillex was indeed very excited for this concert, and I can see why. I mean, he had these amazing lasers that would penetrate through the skies, that would, you know, flash, turn neon, just everything that you can imagine. It was just great and fantastic showmanship, and it shows that how we can really entertain a crowd here in 2012. Give them seizures, basically. But back to the Outside Lands coverage. Here we are in Inside Outside Lands. All right, so my all-time favorite performer there during the Outside Lands Music Weekend was definitely Jack White, who was headlining. And old Jack White was busy this summer. He was at Lollapalooza, he was at Bonnaroo, he was at Sasquatch. I mean, he was everywhere, playing such hits such as Black Math, Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, Hotel Yorba, We're Gonna Be Friends, and of course ending with Seven Nation Army. Among other songs that he played during his set list at Outside Lands was a song from The Dead Weather and The Racketeers, which were two solo bands that he did during his White Stripes career. And he also played several songs from his debut album, Blunderbuss, which, if you have not heard it yet, it is incredible. It came out back in April. Check this out. And that's a little taste. That was Seven Nation Army live at Outside Lands 2012. Great performance. Definitely loved it. Jack White has chosen out new colors instead of his old red, black, and white. Red, black color that he did back with the White Stripes. Now he's turned to a light blue and black, which was the colors that his entire band was wearing there, including Mr. White himself. And also, what I noticed was that in White's set on stage, he had these huge curtains with the number 3 right there, which you know, goes back to early White Stripes references of Jack White's love of that number and him being the third man. Just really digging Jack White's new direction that he's going. I'm really glad that he released a debut album and that he's become relevant in the alternative world again, because I mean there was the White Stripes, which just came in you know, out of nowhere, and then good thing that Jack White is here doing some music here. So good old Mr. Jack playing you some music. And if you want to hear some Jack White music, then stay on here on radio.dominican.edu.
I always loved that word. When I was a child, there was a street nearby my house because they were all named after military streets. I lived near a fort, so one of them was Dragoon. And I always loved that word. I thought they'd misspelled dragon. And a dragon is a sort of this pistol version of a blunderbuss, which is a giant sort of elephant gun.
Take me with you when you go.
Jack White, Take Me Where You Go, off his solo album, Blunderbuss, and Catch Hell Blues by the White Stripes, off of Icky Thump here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Music Central with DJ King covering Outside Lands Weekend 2012. Some of the headliners, if you don't know, included Metallica, Stevie Wonder, Neil Young, Foo Fighters, Justice, and Beck. All right, so now, continuing on with the covering of this weekend, let's start off with metal legend Metallica. All right, so this year Metallica ended their world tour here at San Francisco in beautiful Golden Gate Park. Some of the songs off their set list included Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning, One, Enter Sandman, and Encoring with Battery, which is a song you're hearing right now. And what a great, great, great set that they played that night. They played loud, they played fierce, it was extremely raw. And during some of their songs, Metallica would have this enormous screen, and they would project people from the audiences, so you'd see the people, you know, in the audience headbanging or saying lines off one of the songs. At some points, behind the players, there would be these enormous flames going up in the air, and sometimes there would be fireworks. So it was just such a good show here from Metallica, and you know, as you know, I don't really listen to metal music, but they just did such a stand-up job. And they, you know, you can tell that the band really loves San Francisco because the main singer kept saying it. All right, Stevie Wonder. All right, Stevie, on the other hand, he was just downright funky. I mean, I'm talking funky. I mean, he opened up singing a cover of a Marvin Gaye song, How Sweet It Is, sang a Michael Jackson cover, which was The Way You Make Me Feel, sang Imagine by John Lennon, sang She Loves You by the Beatles, and My Girl by the Temptations. And of course, he sang some of his hits. I mean, Higher Ground was great. He sang Living for the City, Superstition, Isn't She Lovely, and much more. And for a 62-year-old man, he was just rocking out there on the concert. Stevie actually got up and danced even a little bit, so that was cool. All right, Neil Young. All right, so I'm not a Neil Young fan per se. I mean, I enjoy what he does, and I know what he has done for music. I mean, he is the godfather or grandfather of grunge or something like that. I didn't catch much of it because I went to go see Justice. However, from what I did see from far away was great. I mean, he is 66 years old. Neil Young and his band Crazy Horse out there performing sets that are over 10 minutes long, you know, with everything that you wanted from a rock concert. You know, solo, great guitar solos, great singing, you know, the songs that you love. I mean, he played strictly Crazy Horse songs, which was good for those people if they like the Crazy Horse. He also played The Needle and the Damage Done and Cinnamon Girl, and even played a Buffalo Springfield song, Mr. Soul. Yeah, so he was blasting those guitar solos, while, everyone else was at Justice, which I think is pretty cool that Outside Lands did. You know, I mean, they really separated fans. I mean, we got, you know, the electronic music fans on one side of the stage, and we have rockers on the other, but what if you like both? You know, I did. So, you know, I went to see, half, which actually, ended up happening a lot, during Outside Lands was seeing half a set. I mean, it was kind of disappointing, and I didn't really get to see some of the songs I wanted to see from each set, but you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. All right, news at the bottom of the hour. It is 8:30. All right, everyone, the DNC continues today with day two, with special appearances by Bill Clinton and Obama tonight as sources tell us. Man, the DNC has been great so far. We had Michelle Obama yesterday talking, which got really high praise from listeners who were listening in that night. But you know what? It was great, but it was just the cherry on top of the NRC, that is the Republican National Convention. The cherry on top of that, or should I say the chair on top, was Eastwood's 12-minute random avant-garde rant with an invisible Obama right next to him. I mean, that was just great. I mean, this is Mitt Romney's most important night of his life, and what does he have before? We have like a 90-year-old man talking to a chair. That was just absolutely perfect. The DNC, back to the DNC so far, it's been great. With Obama, like I said, making an appearance at the DNC with Bill Clinton. He traveled to Charlotte, North Carolina tonight to hear former President Bill Clinton nominate him for re-election and listen to Clinton make the case that Americans are better off with Obama's promise of shared responsibility than what he called Mitt Romney's winner-take-all philosophy. In other news, Colorado drug reform activists said Tuesday that they're launching the first television ad in support of the state's ballot initiative to regulate marijuana, like alcohol, set to air repeatedly in Colorado media markets on CNN and MSNBC during this year's Democratic National Convention. Check this out.
We're not looking to end beer summits at the White House or change the way people behave on the campaign trail. We just believe adults, in the privacy of their homes, should be allowed to use marijuana instead of alcohol if that's what they prefer. 40 years ago, our government launched an irrational war on marijuana for reasons unrelated to the actual and limited harms of the substance. It's time for a more sensible approach. It's time to regulate marijuana. Paid for by the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol.
All right, so that's the ad right there, which I'm actually very excited for because it's time for people to get educated out there about weed, people. I mean, it's not all bad. Don't get stuck in the whole reefer madness of the 1920s. It really is not that bad. But I'm really glad that people actually doing something about this and that this is airing during the DNC. And what's great also is that Obama's really starting to get the stoner crowd. I mean, this week, the drug reform has not been articulated in the campaign's public statements, Obama's. The president's re-election team released an ad this week basically asking for marijuana users' votes, featuring the stars of Harold and Kumar. Take a listen to this.
Hey, this is Barack. Listen, I need to know if you're on board. Okay, good. Because I'm counting on you. Everybody is. We have to get this right. So there's a lot at stake here. Just remember that I'm trusting you on this, and I'll see you there.
Dude, who was that? It sounded intense.
The president.
Sweet.
Cal Penn hosts the 2012 Democratic National Convention coverage live from Charlotte, Thursday, September 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune in at BarackObama.com. Be there.
All right. So, okay. So here we have three things. We have the DNC. We have marijuana ads being aired during the DNC. And we have Cal Penn hosting it. So the direction that Obama has been taking, in my opinion, is that he's trying to get the older crowd and definitely the younger crowd. I mean, Obama is a celebrity among the young people. I mean, he's a signal of hope. He's a symbol of change, of course. And for that change, in that country is a change that I definitely want to see in the later future. So, I mean, I hope that these ads are taken the right way and that they aren't, you know, taken out of context or bash or people going to start bashing Obama. I mean, it's probably going to happen. I mean, just go listen to Fox News and they'll probably say something about that. But anyway, I'm glad that it's happening and that's that. And finally, a powerful magnitude 7.6 earthquake shook Costa Rica and neighboring countries Wednesday, sending panicked people into the streets and briefly triggering a tsunami alert, but causing little damage. Authorities have reported that only one person has died so far. The earthquake collapsed some houses and at least one bridge and caused landslides that blocked highways. Residents described being shocked by the force of the quake, which was felt as far away as Panama and Nicaragua, and was the biggest since a 7.6 earthquake in 1991 that left 47 people dead, which definitely is not a good thing. But you know what? Stay here on radio.dominican.edu. We got Beck here on the station. Don't go anywhere.
Twist. there's too much love to get us that river. I won't care if that girl's dead. That's better.
On radio.dominican.edu, Gamma Ray, E-Pro. Two songs that were played during the Outside Lands Music Festival weekend here on radio.dominican.edu. You're on Penguin Radio listening to the best music and more. Back to our Outside Lands coverage, though. Starting off with Regina Spektor. She was surprised when fans cheered as she went on stage for her set at Outside Lands, and she was great. You know, she was just absolutely marvelous. She kept thanking us so sincerely after every song. She played songs like On the Radio, Ballad of a Politician, Samson, and her hit Fidelity. And that was a pretty great show. I am not the biggest fan of Regina. She has beautiful songs. I haven't heard many of her songs. But she is a beautiful, talented musician with a great voice and really great songs, beautiful lyrics. She's just one of those indie alternative artists that everyone should hear at least once. But moving on with Big Boy. All right, so Big Boy actually showed up this year, guys. He actually showed up this year with playing hits like Rosa Parks, So Fresh, So Clean, Miss Jackson, and my favorite, The Way You Move, which is the one playing right there. So, see, Coachella made headlines with Tupac, right? So I thought that Outside Lands would make headlines with Andre 3000 and an Outkast reunion. I was hoping that for so long, but it didn't happen. However, nonetheless, Big Boy played a pretty solid show. It was interesting. He had actually this huge screen behind him with a music video playing in the background. But other than that, you know, he played all the Outkast hits, played his own. And again, it was just a very solid show, and I'm glad he actually came. Portugal the Man. All right, so Portugal the Man live at Outside Lands, great band. I've only heard that of that band that summer, so I was very excited to know that they were actually coming to Outside Lands, a band that I just discovered going to Outside Lands. And one, you know, the band played, you know, their hits like People Say and So American, but definitely the highlight of the show was their cover. A Beatles cover, and let's see if you can name that Beatles cover. We'll be right back. All right, Franz Ferdinand. All the way from Scotland is the band Franz Ferdinand, who played on the main stage at Outside Lands. And it was an interesting band to see. I have not heard them a lot before, but how I first heard about them was actually through an iPod commercial. However, an interesting thing about the band is that their lead singer, Alex, would sing in a perfect American accent and in his songs as well. But when he would actually come out and say, you know, hey, thanks for having us, he would have this broken English European accent. Well, thank you for having... I'm not very good at it, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. Mastercraft was respectable. Not as good as Justice, I think, but a pretty good set. Sigur Rós was just beautiful, man. It was like... It wasn't seeing a band. You know, you didn't go to see a band when you saw Sigur Rós. You saw art. You know, live art through guitars and drums and keyboards and vocals and everything. So the band itself, you know, it's very slow. You know, if you want to check out Sigur Rós, very slow stuff, but very, very, very trippy, psychedelic stuff. I would recommend it, definitely. I saw a little bit of Washed Out. And they were the band that played during Mastercraft's set. I saw more of Mastercraft than I did see Washed Out, which, you know, I regret that decision today. But other than that, Washed Out was a great band. What I love about them was that they played at a smaller stage, so I actually got to see them in front row, and they were one of the few bands that I got to see actually in the front row. Fits in the Tantrums. Alright, so Fits in the Tantrums live, great. They killed it, nailed it, actually. They had saxophone solos and guitar solos and everything that you could want. This song that I'm playing right here is Money Grabber, which was off their debut LP, which was the only one that they have, which they were playing songs off of that album. They played, you know, Money Grabber was great live. They also played a cover of Sweet Dreams. So that was cool. Fun was fun. Two Gallants was great. Tame Impala I did not see because one reason. And that reason was that... All right, so this is what it was. So at Outside Lands, they do not let you come in with cameras any size bigger than 55 millimeters, because then it would be considered a professional camera that you could go and, you know, what they told me was that they feared that I would take professional pictures, go online, sell them, I don't know, and that the Outside Lands would get sued. So this is what happened. So I was going in line, you know, they checked the backpacks, you know, to see if they got weapons, alcohol, drugs, and they saw my camera, and, you know, they put me off to the side, they had me talk with some guys for 10 minutes, and in the end, I had to go all the way back to my friend's apartment and go all the way back to the festival just to drop off my freaking camera, just to drop off my camera, and guess what? Didn't get any pictures for the last 2 days of the show. I mean, I did get some pictures for the first day, but did not get any that I wanted to. And I just, you know, it was just so disappointed because I wanted to do this video and everything. And it was all ruined. But, you know, word of advice. Next time you're going to Outside Lands next year, don't bring an SLR camera. Because they'll make you go all the way back to your place. Which I wasn't allowed to see Tame Impala. However, I did hear that they were good. And finally, I got to see Papa, which was this band that I saw about a year and a half ago. And they were great. They opened for this band Girls, and that's how I know them. And they were just great live. They were one of the bands that I saw in the front row for. And the drummer actually came out and high-fived everyone who was standing in the front row. So that was cool. Check out Papa. If you don't know any of them, if you don't know any of these artists that I'm talking about, people, go up on Google, iTunes, look them up. Definitely Papa. Their album is called "A Good Woman Is Hard to Find," which is their LP, EP, that they have out right now, which has certain songs like Let's Make You Pregnant, Collector, Lion King, some of the songs that they played live. And that is about it. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to me talking for an hour. This is radio.dominican.edu on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ King. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ King here on Penguin Radio, wishing you all a farewell, a good night. It is almost 9 o'clock and my time is almost up here on the Dominican radio station. But hey, no fret, everyone. I'm doing this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here, radio.dominican.edu. Go on my Facebook page, like it, facebook.com/DJ King Music Central. Well, you get all the updates on the show and more, and go on, post things, do this, do that. I mean, you know how to use Facebook. So, once again, I am DJ King. This is Music Central with DJ King on Penguin Radio. See y'all.